The 2023 inductee into the Jean-Emile Cerisier Roll of Honour is Bob Elliott from Rivwest Finance. Bob, how does it feel?
It feels like, I don't know, maybe they were scraping the bottom of the barrel. There's some pretty auspicious names on that roll, and I'm pretty humbled to be included. It's a big surprise. Because of lots of legal reasons, Rivwest has an AGM, which for the last 27 years is held on the same night as the Rhinos. And this year, because of some commitments of some of the other directors, it's been delayed for 1 week. And all of a sudden, my son says, come to the Rhino Awards with me, I need your support. And the next minute, I'm up there getting an award. So I think there's been a conspiracy, and I'm the victim of it.
Bob, congratulations. Look, how many years have you been in business, and particularly in Dubbo?
I left uni, went to Wagga for 10 years, bought and sold a couple of accountancy practices down there, and came back to Dubbo in 1985. And three of us built an accountancy practice from three people and one girl to 55 staff, seven partners, and I think 16 different internal businesses, of which Rivwest was one. Rivwest to me was something I needed to do. I think I dropped my income by about 60% to pursue it. But in the year 2000, I sold the accountancy interests and went into Rivwest full time. And from 2000 till now, we've grown to total assets of pushing 50 million. We started with 800,000. It's been successful, and it's probably, it came about from two reasons. One is from an academic accounting point of view. A finance company is different to everything else. So all the rules of equity and debt in a company are completely different for a finance company, which is something only someone like me would be interested in. But the other reason was, at the time we started the finance company of Rivwest, there was enormous upheaval in the rural industry with banks foreclosing and pulling out of towns, and there was so much drama and mediation going on with the banking industry that a couple of us just sat down and all said, well, you know, bugger this, we'll start our own bank. And that's what we did.
You must have seen some huge changes in the business community in Dubbo over these years.
Yes, the size of it, you know, when I grew up in Dubbo, and it's interesting, I was interviewed only last week by a Sydney Morning Herald journalist about Dubbo and growing up here. And anyway, and she said, how many people were there when you started riding your bike to be an altar boy when I was about, you know, 8 or 9 years old? And I thought, geez, I don't know, it was 15,000. And now what is it? Yeah, Dubbo's changed enormously. I grew up here. All my children have grown up here. It's home. It's home.
In conclusion, is there one thing that stands out that you've learned from your business career? The one thing, it could be a guiding principle, it could be something about customers or staff. Is there one thing that sticks out, one lesson?
You must have good staff. And by good, I mean it's give and take. Yeah, I have staff that, I'll give you an example. We've never paid for a cleaner. The staff just do that after hours themselves. If something happens and a staff member needs to go, you know, to the next door neighbour's funeral, then they go. I mean, we don't. It's give and take, time-wise, clockwise.
It sounds a bit like a family, Bob. Bob Elliott, a very worthy inductee into the Jean-Emile Cerisier Roll of Honour. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Ian.